Hello, and welcome to Living and Loving Life. I am Preston Swanson, and this is my lovely new host, Mom.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, not new host, new non-co-host. Anyways, we have a wonderful guest today. His name is Richard Blackstone. He's an author and a national speaker on life, love, and the true nature of how things work. He is the recipient of the prestigious America's Next Top Author Award from Conscious One for his book, Nuts and Bolts Spirituality, Waking Up the Sleepwalkers. Please welcome Richard D. Blackstone.
All right. Well, thank you, Preston. I really appreciate that introduction there.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, I noticed the title to your book is Nuts and Bolts Spirituality. So is waking up... Nuts and Bolts Spirituality, Waking Up the Sleepwalkers.
Huh.
Okay, can you explain what do you mean by sleepwalkers?
Well, you know, basically I was a sleepwalker for most of my life, so I know what it means. I have lived the experience. And basically what it is that, you know, it's just when you're living your life unconsciously.
Right.
You know, you think that life is happening to you, and you don't see that you're actually the creator of your life. And so, you know... Unfortunately, most of the world is conditioned to live as sleepwalkers because we don't have right now in place the ability to understand the true nature of how the universe works. But that's what people like you and I are doing, Mary Ann and Preston. We're out here waking up the sleepwalkers. Have you ever been sleepwalking, Marianne?
Oh, heck yeah.
I think everybody that's listening to these words can relate to that.
And then we awake up.
We awaken.
And basically, you know what you're doing is you're waking up to yourself.
That's it.
And it's so cosmic when that happens. You begin to understand your true, authentic self, and it's a wholly different thing than what you've lived your whole life.
It's like you're seeing your life through another pair of eyes.
That's what it is.
It's
a
amazing.
Whole different perspective.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, for the first time.
Yes.
For the first time, yes. It's quite a revelation. And once it happens, you go, well, I know what I did. I said, man, this is pretty neat. I'm going to follow this path and see where it takes me. You know, and it's just taken me to places that I didn't even know existed before when I was sleepwalking. And so I'm just eternally grateful for having woken up. And that's really kind of my mission now, is to help other people understand their true nature, to wake up to their true authentic power and begin creating their lives consciously. And it's a fantastic journey.
That's awesome.
So in the past, you were a sleepwalker, right?
Absolutely.
So was there any significant thing that happened in your life that caused you to wake up?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, even sleepwalkers, and I know I did, you always have this thing inside you that you want to improve your life.
Right.
You know, there's always that thing inside you that you want to improve your life. Now, the way it takes on its manifestation usually is that you want to be more successful. You know, you want to make more money and buy the car and stuff like that. But there's always this thing inside you to improve your life. And so as I was, you know, always trying to improve my life, a friend of mine called me up, and my early 40s.
Right.
And he said, Dick, why don't you turn on the television and listen to this fellow that's talking there? So I turned on the tube as one of those PBS fundraisers.
Right.
You know, don't you love those things?
Yeah, they're fun.
You know, Wayne Dyer was on tonight.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. So anyway, I turned it on, and there was this fellow talking to a small audience, and his name was Deepak Chopra.
Oh,
and
cool.
He talking about a book he'd written called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And I listened to Deepak, and I was just fascinated. And everything he said made sense to me.
Right.
And I didn't know it at the time, but really that was my first little baby steps to this path that I'm walking today. And, you know, it didn't hit me like a ton of bricks or anything. You know, I basically seemed to be about the same, but I was motivated enough to go out and buy the book. And then I read the book, and I read it again and again. You know, I'm sure you have the book, and you know, it's not a very big book, so it's easy to read.
Right.
But those seven laws, they just made so much sense to me that I said, you know, I'm going to start incorporating these into my life and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more I did that consciously, my life just started taking off.
Cool.
My relationship started smoothing out, and my business just took off. Because, you know, here's what I did, Marianne and Preston. I was running a business where I was just kind of frustrated with it.
Right.
You know, because my main motivation was to make money. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to change my primary motivation here from making money to serving people love.
Right.
And, it, like, overnight, my business just took off.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. You know, because before I was kind of frustrated. I was thinking about getting out of business. You know how it is.
Oh, yes, yes.
But when you're serving people with love, oh, man, everything changes for you. It's all perspective.
Well, because that's a well that's, you know, unlimited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
And so that's, you know, very important, and that's so
it's critical. You know, to know the difference between the infinity of love and the finite nature of fear is just a liberating thing itself.
Right.
So the more you can wake yourself up to the love that exists inside you, because, you know, in my philosophy, that's what we are at our core is unconditional love.
That's what we are at our, you know, at our center.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
That's so right on.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. Okay, now, the message you live is threefold, okay? Love is who you are.
Yes.
We are all one, and we all are all here to create our lives. So can you tell us a little more about these concepts and why they're so important?
Yes, I'd love to. Basically, you know, when I got on this path, I also really didn't know where I was going to take it, you know. So what I did was I started focusing on being clear on where, you know, where I would take myself.
Right.
And the more I sought clarity on what I was doing, the more I clearly understood that I was really good at this message and I should consider being a messenger.
Right.
And so by doing that, I really then focused on, well, what is my message? And the more I focused on that, seeking clarity, the more was revealed to me that there you have a three-part message that that answers all the questions of anybody that wants to wake up.
Right.
And the first one is that what you are is unconditional love. Because
right.
we come from the source of everything that exists, and the source of everything is unconditional love. So it's just a simple formula that says, you know, we are all unconditional love at our core.
That's right.
And when you tap into it, you know it automatically. You know,
yes.
you feel it's just so dramatic when you tap into your love that you know that that's not false.
Oh, no.
And so that was one of my core issues, you know, because I had some friends, you know, and they would query me on my message. And so I thought, you know, I have to have solid backup things here for everybody that asked me questions that I could fall back on at any time, and they've got to be the truth every time.
Right.
And so love is who we are is just a truth to me. That's been my experience, and it just works so well. And then the more I, you know, went in and followed that path of love, the more I understood that we are at the highest levels of consciousness, all one.
Right.
And you know, when you're sleepwalking, that concept just seems completely out of whack.
Yeah, it's kind of like out of left field and almost like you're talking a different language.
Well, because you're stuck in physicality.
Correct.
You know, and physically, if you look out your eyes and you see somebody, you say, well, that person's him and I am me. So how can I be one with them?
Right.
So in the physical world, yes, we have this separation of our physical bodies. But there's, you know, so many dimensions of our existence.
Mm-hmm.
And consciousness is such a key, because when you start thinking at higher levels of consciousness, you start seeing things from a higher perspective.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Like you can see the forest through the trees thing.
Yeah.
And I always like to kind of do that every once in a while, just kind of raise myself up and take a look at the bigger picture. And when you do that, especially at a very high conscious level, it's very easy to see how we're all one.
Oh, yeah.
And so now when I see other people, you know, I don't say, well, I'm that person. I say, basically, that's a different aspect of me.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And because, you know, we are all one, that changes your entire outlook on how you want to live your life. Because if you understand that you are one and you believe that, then what you do for another you're doing for yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And what you do for yourself, you're doing for everybody else.
Yeah.
And it just changes, you know, the way you live your life.
Right.
Instead of begrudging trying to help people, now all of a sudden you go, you know, that's another aspect of me is kind of down on his luck. I'll give him $5. You know,
right. Yes.
It changes your whole way to view life.
And especially you can remember, hey, I remember when it was me there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the coin flips.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then through that process, of course, I understood that, you know, because we have source energy and because we are all part of the source,
right.
Basically we're made up of what the source is, and what we have is the ability to create our lives in the same manner that the source created everything. And this is an awesome thing to understand, and it takes a while to really get that into your psyche and truly believe it.
Right.
You know, because you have to go through a pretty heavy belief system that says, no, you're not. You don't have those powers.
Right.
You know, we've been conditioned all our lives to
believe
we're so much less than we are.
Right.
And when you start taking on the idea that, wait a minute, I'm this infinite being of light,
mm-hmm.
who can manifest whatever I desire.
Right.
Then
Now your book Nuts and Bolts,
yeah,
Spirituality, is divided into five parts. The first is the two theories of the universe. What
right.
are the two theories of the universe?
The two theories of the universe. This is the whole gist of the nature of duality and relativity. You know, we live in a relative world that came from an absolute world, because the world that is manifested that we live in physically came from a world that is absolute. So from the oneness of the source, we have this realm of the physical, and the physical can only exist in relativity. And there's a big reason that we have a world of relativity, and that's so that we can experience things. And you can't experience things when you are living in the realm of the absolute, because you are the only thing that exists,
right.
and there's nothing that isn't you.
Right.
So in order to experience something, the source made this unbelievable physical world that allows us to manifest into our reality whatever we think about.
Right. So
and
we have to be aware.
Yeah. So the world is made up of two different theories about the universe. And the first theory is, you know, and basically what I talk about in the book when I talk about the two theories of the universe is how we view the source, what most people in the world call God or Allah or Jahweh, you know, Brahma. There's many names for the source. But most people have been conditioned to view this source as kind of a dictator, kind of boss kind
right.
of guy.
Uh-huh.
And because of that conditioning, it's led to all kinds of natural and man-made consequences where we're actually killing each other in the name of, you know, pleasing our gods.
Right.
Now, it's about as insane as you can get when you wake up and start seeing what's going on. You go, wow. It's just amazing what we do as humans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, that perspective of God as fearful and vengeful is basically, you know, it's based in fear.
Right.
And the fear comes from the idea that we're separate from each other.
Right.
So the opposite of that, the other theory of the universe, is, of course, opposite. It's based in love,
mm-hmm.
and it says that we're all one with the source.
Right.
And by believing that way, you tap into the source of infinite energy and power, and you can manifest whatever you desire into your life, just like you can when you're believing the other way, but you have more access.
Right. Yeah, because you can manifest, but it may not be the highest part for you.
Exactly. Right, yeah, because, you know, you're manifesting all the time anyway.
Right.
And so if you're, you know, look at your life, and if you're struggling, if you're having trouble, if you're in debt, whatever, that's because you're creating it.
That's it.
And it's hard for people to go, well, I wouldn't create that car accident or something.
Right.
Well, you did, you know, at a different level. So,
mm-hmm. for the different experiences that, you know, you're supposed to learn from and lessons and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the second part of the book is called The Power of Creation.
Yes.
So can you talk about the creative process?
Oh, man, this is my favorite subject because I'm a living example. You know, that anybody can recreate themselves.
Oh.
And I am... on such a high level of creation, I'm creating so much magnificence in my life that it's staggering because I'm just consciously creating instead of, you know, unconsciously creating.
Right.
And so what I do in that section of the book is I go through the creative process, and basically the simplest way to describe it is just a three-part process of thought, word, and deed. And, you know, the more I'm into it, the more I understand feelings and emotions play a critical part in your creative process.
Oh, sure.
But the thing that is the crux of the whole creative thing is your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So everything starts with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whatever man can conceive, man can achieve.
Right.
Now, isn't that is an awesome statement.
Oh, I know. I love that statement.
I do, too.
I love that.
I never understood it before.
Yeah.
But now I fully understand it, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been proven time and time again. So the creative process, you know, it's multifaceted, but the basic thing is your thoughts are the genesis for every one of your creations, so it really behooves you to start monitoring your thoughts.
Right.
And sometimes that's a little bit arduous process because we have thoughts constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've done is kind of simplified that and told people to create a vision of what they would like their life to look like.
Right.
And then just keep holding that vision in front of you and then keep moving your thoughts in the direction of that vision. You know, if you have a thought that doesn't fit the vision, just drop that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have one that kind of looks like it's going to take you there, then think about it more. Because, you know, we've all heard about the law of attraction.
Right.
Right.
And so the more attention you put on what you're thinking about, that's what's going to come in your life.
That's right.
And that's another reason that you might want to consider stop watching television and stop reading the newspaper because as the more attention you put on those things that you don't want in your life, the more they've come into your life because you're putting your attention on them. It's...
Because that's a vibration, your antennas go in.
Totally, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start noticing more things like that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's an amazing thing.
It's awesome.
You know, in fact, well, every once in a while I'll just catch a glimpse of the news and I'll go, oh, man, that is so negative and stuff. I'm just so glad that I quit watching TV. It's such a blessing to, not have that influence constantly barraging you.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's important.
You know, besides for all the commercials and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, trying to tell you that you got to have everything that just, you know...
Yeah.
Some TV is fine if it's, uplifting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, I mean,
no, I totally agree, Preston.
I don't desire to watch.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, PBS, right now they're doing their fundraisers here in Oregon. And they have some fantastic programming. And I do watch that. And I'll tell you another thing I watch... is the Golf Channel, because I am an avid golfer,
and I know
that the more I put my attention on learning how to play really well, the better I'll be, and it's working, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And being out there and meeting people and having fun, that's...
Oh, I love golf, because, you know, it's out in nature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love nature. You know, I play in a league on Wednesday nights, and we play in this course by a river. And there's ducks flying over all the time. There's ospreys. It is like the most cosmic walk in nature. And you get to play with your friends. It is just so much fun. And then we end up, you know, right about sunset. And there's always this beautiful sunset over the river where we're playing. It's pretty special.
Oh, neat.
And I know, you know, I talked to you a little earlier, Marianne. You guys were going out for a little nature thing.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out today?
Oh, that was awesome.
Wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and it's so beautiful. So bright blue sky.
Oh, it was a beautiful day here, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. We got to sit in a private jet.
Yeah.
You got a private jet, Preston?
Yeah. Well, no, not yet. But, you know, we're open.
Yeah. There you go. Right.
No, we met somebody that had one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to check it out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty unusual.
Yeah, and then we told them about BBS Radio, so they may be listening, too.
I love it. That's the way the universe works.
Heck, yeah, it's wonderful what's here.
Yes.
Yes.
All he has to do is be aware.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, awareness is
yeah.
key.
Speaking of which, your third part is the necessary awareness.
Huh? Right.
Why is that so important?
Oh, it's critical. You know, because well, just when you're sleepwalking, you're just not aware of your true potential. But being aware is so much more. It's not only just being aware of yourself, but being aware of your surroundings, being aware of nature, the valuable lessons you can learn from it, and being aware that you're aware.
That you're aware. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
It's really a revelation when you start going down these journeys, and you say, you know, I'm going to try to be as aware as I can today. And then, you know, this is what happened to me anyway. About a couple months into it, I drove in my parking lot one day at my office, and I said, holy cow, I am so aware that I'm aware that I'm aware.
Cool.
You know, it was like one of those revelation moments.
Right? Like an aha.
I knew awareness was a key, and so... You know, I focus on it all the time because, you know, everything's happening in the now.
Right, that's true.
So be aware of what's happening in the now because, we miss so many things in our experience just by not being aware of what's going on around us.
Right, and like they said, if you're not in the now, then you're either in the past.
Yes.
Or you're in the future.
Exactly.
And then you miss on the deliciousness moment of right now.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I'm getting just a lot more feelings that, you know, that it's important that if you start feeling down, you know what, don't beat up on yourself.
Oh, no.
You know, and be there for yourself and say, oh, okay. And there's this rule called 80-20 that I learned about.
Oh, yes, it's classic.
You know, so that if you are most of the time more in the higher vibration, not the highest of high, but, realm.
Yes.
You know, and then when you're 20% or whatever, you know, and you're a little frustrated or whatever, don't beat yourself up and just realize, you know, that's the most that counts is the one that's like the 80%.
Exactly.
And
yes.
That's
stay in,
the message
stay in that
I got
80.
Loud and clear.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's what I tell people. I said, you guys are doing incredible, okay? There's no way that you could just always be positive in this time. It would be very, very challenging.
Oh, and you don't want to. Or,
no.
I don't
you
know
miss out on
want to,
really
but,
cool
but,
things.
You know, we live in a world of relativity, so
mm-hmm.
you have to see the contrast. That's the beauty of being a human being.
Yes.
Is you get to see what's not so that you can understand what you actually do want.
Right.
And, boy, it's just fascinating to see. And, you know, as you wake up more and more, you drop off those things that you don't want. You don't have to experience them.
No, I know. That's the new thing that, you know, and I keep getting this feeling, wow, I'm going to allow this to be easy this time.
Oh, it's
I used
you
to
hit the
bang
key there,
things
Marianne.
Down constantly in my life. I was really good at it.
Well, you know, one of the seven spiritual laws of success that Deepak talked about is called Law of Effortless Living or something like that.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I really latched on to that one because he says, you know, in nature, everything is effortless, and you are part of nature.
Yeah.
The only reason you're struggling is because you choose to struggle, and you every time you struggle, you're kind of taking yourself away from the flow of well-being that's constantly moving through you.
Right.
So you're fighting against the stream when you're not feeling good.
Yes, right.
So, you know, stop doing that and go with the flow. And, you know, the well-being will just flow through you and take you to where you want to go.
Right. And then what I tell people is, you know, whatever you're desiring, you know, don't even get into the how. The how
no.
is the universe, guys.
No, no.
You know.
No, stay focused on the end result.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's what you're...
And then be centered from gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness.
Absolutely. When you're thankful, basically what you're saying is, I have already received.
That's it. Yes.
And
yes.
So the universe says, "Oh gosh, they've already received, so I'll just send them some more." That's, you know, it's a fantastic key to conscious creating.
Right.
Gratitude is.
Oh yes.
I'll bet you know. I'm sure you're like me. Every morning I wake up, first thing is just like, "Thank you."
Yes.
I love being here. Before I even get out of bed, it's like, "Oh man, I'm so grateful." Just to can't wait for the next day and. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I don't do it while I'm in. I get up and do it after, but that's about the same thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, everybody's got their own little routine thing, but...
You know, when I do that, I have way better days.
Mm-hmm.
Way better days. Things just flow so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's the law of attraction. You know,
yes.
The first thing in the morning, you're already attracting good stuff.
Yes, and what I say is, Angel, something wonderful is about to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so excited. I just can't wait. I know that something magical is going to be just right around the corner.
I do that, too. I know that something really cool is going to happen today. I don't know what it is, and I can't wait to find out.
Right.
You know, like a couple days ago, I got a call from Marianne, and it was like the best thing to happen to me. I lifted my spirits. I was just like,
thank you.
Had so much fun talking there.
Oh, we had a blast.
Yes. And that was a blessing from the universe, because I kind of made a commitment here a couple months ago that I was going to talk to Uplifting Person every day, you know, because that's where I choose to be in my vision.
Right.
And so that's what I do every day. I you know, if I don't run across somebody like that, then I'll just make a phone call and talk to somebody that I know is uplifting and
correct.
And so it's a very positive thing, and that just that's kind of changed my life too. I just love it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because as you do that, then you can get more into the lightness of celebration, and gratitude, and
yes.
gratefulness. And,
yes.
And then more builds on more.
Oh, it does. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fun. It's what's here is. You know, I just get the message, and it says, yeah, you're supposed to call, and that's just how I do things now.
I love it.
And I just have fun, and I call people.
Yes, you do have fun. Why not? You know, there's about 20 years ago when I got on this path, I told my friends, I says, you know, I'm going to quit working. And they go, oh, man, you can't quit working. You don't have enough money. And I go, oh, no, I mean I'm still going to make money. I'm
right.
going to quit working. Because I'm going to play at life.
There you go.
And yep. if I'm not playing, then I'm not going to do it. I'll just do something else. And man, it just changed your life. You know, it's just an attitude thing.
That's it.
But my definition of work was, you know, doing something I didn't like just
right.
to kind of make some money.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I'll do things that I like and still make money.
Of course, yes.
And it's easy.
It'll be easier, too.
Oh, much easier
and
as you go
so
along.
Much fun.
You're building those muscles.
And then the thing is, you know, as you do more things like that, when you're from more happy side,
you get more abundance.
Exactly.
That, and then, you know, that energy goes out that's going to help everybody on the planet.
Exactly. It's all energy.
Yeah.
And the more you're serving, the more you are served, because that's the nature of love.
Right. That's it.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Oh, way
so
cool.
Basically, connecting with the universe is your fourth theme.
Yes.
So how do you see us doing that? Do you have any more cool ideas?
Well, you know, my main connection with the universe is walking in nature. I just love to be out there. I'm kind of a jogger, too, and we're blessed with a river that runs through our town here, and it's got bike trails on both sides. And,
ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Oh, it is so cosmic. Sometimes I'll take, like, what I call a sunset run and, you know, run and start out at the light and end up after sunset and watch the sun go down. It's, and
ooh,
the river's
that sounds
playing.
Like fun.
I just see so much stuff. I, you know, talk to the trees. The
you
wind.
Gotcha.
The wind
yeah.
goes through the trees and talks back to me.
Oh, cool.
You know how it is.
Yes.
But you have to be open to this.
Of course.
And
it kind of
so,
comes in steps, I feel.
Yes.
You know.
And what you're
and
doing is you want to open yourself up to, you know, your source and allow this well-being to flow through you.
Right.
So nature is kind of my gift to myself. And then, of course, meditation is a wonderful way to stop the thoughts for a while. And
mm-hmm.
as soon as you stop the thoughts, then the well-being just flows into you.
Right.
So I really do recommend meditation. And, you know, I was committed to kind of a routine of meditation for quite a while, but then I kind of got out of it. So it's not like, you know, you have to do it all the time. Just do what's comfortable for you. Just go
yeah.
in and out of it when you're comfortable. And just connect with your source in an effortless manner.
Right.
And allow the well-being that is constantly passing through you to help guide you and take you to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's exactly so right on.
Yeah.
So basically, the last theme in your book is called The World Needs You Now.
Oh, boy.
So can you elaborate on why this is so important?
Well, you know, since I don't watch TV, I'll just tell those people that are still watching TV, just turn on your TV and you'll see why it's so important.
Or not. Or not.
Yeah. But you know, I'm so optimistic and happy because I know that there is a raising of our consciousness right now as
this
planet.
Yes.
I just know it from several sources. It's
mm-hmm.
been documented in many ways.
Right.
But what we are moving into is, as a humanity, we are moving to a level of consciousness that takes us out of fear and moves us into love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like everything that shifts like that, it just takes a while to get to the tipping point.
Right.
And sometimes you have to go through like a birthing period. A really good mentor of mine, Barbara Marks Hubbard, she describes it so neat. She says, you know, it's like we're giving birth to ourselves. And part of that birthing sometimes is traumatic, like, you know, you have a senseless war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it's part of the process. And don't, you know, go into fear and keep, you know, stuck in the mentality of war and stuff.
Right.
Go into what you desire. And
right.
if your desire is to have peace, then be peaceful.
There you go.
It's the only way.
Yes.
You have to be,
right.
you know, like Gandhi said, be what you choose to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So if you are being peaceful, then you can't have war.
That's right, because
it
can't be there. You know, it's two different vibrations.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Einstein said it best. You cannot simultaneously conduct war and create peace. It's just that the vibration is right. It's just too
right.
different. And so it is critical right now, especially, you know, that's why there's people like me and you, Marianne, and Preston, who are delivering these messages just to help people wake up to their true authentic power.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
you know, the world isn't going to change by our governments going, let's pass laws and make it better.
Yeah.
They're basically clueless.
Yeah.
So
they're starting to wake up a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
To appreciate them.
Oh, so many people are waking up.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And you see it in movies. You see just all kinds of ways that it's manifesting itself.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
every time that you shine your bright light and be your bright light that you came here to be, then others get inspired and want to be their bright light.
It is the way to do it. You
yeah.
be the example.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head there, Preston.
Mm. That's it. And that's what's so exciting now.
Yeah.
You know, and just focus on what, you know, you desire in your life and the world you choose to be in kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Buckminster Fuller put it really neat. He said, you can't change the existing reality.
Right.
You need to create a new reality.
Bingo.
That allows the existing reality to come to you.
Right.
And that's my kind of theme, too. I'm not out to change the world or anything, but
right.
I am out to change the way I view the world. And my world now comes from a perspective of love instead of fear. And the world
right.
I live in is this beautiful, loving world
right.
that I see every day.
Yes.
It's the same world that I was walking around in 20 years ago as
right.
a sleepwalker.
Right.
But now, all you know, things come to me that are loving, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surrounded by beauty and abundance, and because that's what I'm creating. I gave up the struggle.
Right.
And said, you know, I want to create a peaceful life full of love. And so that's what I did. And then the key, you know, to anybody's awakening is to love yourself.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You have to love yourself first.
Do I understand that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because from that will flow everything else.
Yes.
So, and I got a little story on that if you got a minute.
We have plenty.
You know, I was used to be in real estate, and the one thing I really liked about it is you get to drive in your car a lot, and so I listened to a lot of self-improvement tapes.
Wonderful.
And I was listening to one on I was out on a country property, it was an hour or two out of town. And I listened to this one, and he, in fact, it was Wayne Dyer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love Wayne Dyer. And he talked about this, what he called the parable of the orange. And what that does is, you know, just imagine you got an orange in your hand.
Okay.
And take a knife, you cut it in half. and then you squeeze it real hard, squeeze half of it real hard.
Okay.
So what comes out?
Juice.
Yeah, orange juice, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, and why is that?
Because...
It got squeezed.
Yeah, because it's an orange.
Right.
And it has to, you know, be orange juice, because
right.
that's what's inside of an orange, right? You're not going to get motor oil or...
Oh, you mean it's like it's at the core of what it is? Is that what you're talking about?
It's what's inside the orange. So, you know, you take that analogy and you apply it to yourself, and so if somebody squeezes you real hard, you know, like they, you know, confront you,
right.
you know, then what's going to come out of you?
Motor oil.
Well, basically, you know, if you're sleepwalking, what's going to come out of you is anger and frustration and, you know, fear.
Right.
Because that's what's inside you.
Oh.
And so, you know, I listened to that, and it just struck me, like, really hard. And I turned off the tape, you know, and I was driving down this country road, and I go, oh, man. Well, if I was so full of love, that no matter how people squeeze me, what would come out of me is love. How
well,
is that? You know, so I was driving to the country, and there's cows there, and I go, oh, I love the cows, I love the trees, I love the pasture. It was just a big love fest thing. I thought, you know, I'm gonna follow this, and I really consciously, daily, and still to this day, just try to fill myself full love. Oftentimes I'll wake up and I'll just go, love, 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 love. You know, it's just stuff that's part of my being now.
Right, yeah.
So and are you a love fruit?
Oh. I love any kind of fruit, tell you the truth. Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. And I, you know, anybody that's listening, I would... you know, challenge you to try that for a while. Just try to fill yourself with so much love that you really feel it.
Right.
And it's a process.
Yes.
You know, it's not going to happen the first day.
Oh, no.
It's not going to happen the first week or
maybe
first year. But
it comes in steps.
It unfolds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, like, one day you wake up and you go, oh, man, I'm so full of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the way the universe works.
Right.
Yeah.
So... can you give us some tips as individuals, individuals, can create more abundant, healthy, harmonious, humorous lifestyle?
Absolutely. And I've already mentioned it here today. The number one tip I can give anybody is to love yourself unconditionally. Start right there.
Mm-hmm.
Start with yourself. I mean, because you must understand who you really are, and what you are is love. So
right.
when you begin the process of loving yourself unconditionally, now this is not romantic love.
Right.
And this is not a love of your car or your cat.
Right, yeah.
This is the unconditional love that is what the source of everything that exists is made of.
Divine.
You know, everything that exists is love, and if it's not love, then it's an illusion.
Right.
So love is who we are. So if I could, you know, emphasize that more, I would. But start there,
okay.
And then begin to create a vision of what you would really like your life to look like.
Right.
And when you do that, it's a process, too, because, first of all, you won't know exactly what you want because you've been conditioned to live in fear so much of your life that moving out of that is going to take a while for you to really focus on and get clarity on.
Right.
And that's the fun part.
Yeah.
You know, the journey is the fun part.
Oh, yeah.
The destination, you know, we'll all get there, but the fun part is getting there and enjoying every bit of the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Good, bad, you know, mm-hmm. make some mistakes, hit some obstacles. It's all good.
That's right.
You know, you're not going to die or anything.
You know.
You're not going to go until your time to go, so live your life as full as you can.
So you can really, really fully live.
Fully live, Marianne. You know, that's what we're here for.
Yes.
We're not here to live in fear.
No.
We're here to fully live and experience our desires.
Mm-hmm. Live the eyes of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
And joy.
Oh, well, joy is the natural byproduct of love. You know, in fact, you know, one of the keys to really manifesting your life is to stay as much as you can in joy.
Right.
You know, and of course, you know, happiness. And happiness is, you know, it's just a choice.
That's it.
You know, I mean, you can choose to be happy at any situation, even one that's very sad.
Right.
You can still choose to be happy. You don't have to revert to what you're conditioned to.
It's all a choice.
Right.
It's all choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the lament of the sleepwalker, is that they think they don't have any choices.
Right.
I know when I was sleepwalking, I always thought, oh, man, I don't have any choice. I'm stuck here. The only thing I can do is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, when I woke up, it was like, holy cow, I got an infinity of choices.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, it was just like, wow.
Right.
So I can choose, you know, anything.
Right.
And, of course, when you're in that state, you know, you always want to choose, I don't know. When I went on my awareness kick, you know, I said, you know, I am going to consciously be happy all the time. And, you know, life, you know, kind of keeps you happy most of the time. But,
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't all the time, but that's part of the journey, too. And
that's right.
It was just the gas. And so part of my happiness thing was when I'd come in the office, I'd just the first thing, I'd go to the receptionist and say, oh, man, you look great today. You know, you do such a great job. And,
aww.
You know, you see the face light up.
Yes.
Giving joy to other people is the fastest way to give joy to yourself.
Yes.
In fact, I'll give another little key I do to create more abundance, health, and harmony in your life. Is I started, you know, because I know that these panhandlers on the street are just a different aspect of me.
Right.
And they don't think that, you know, they're going to have much abundance coming their way, but I know that I have abundance coming constantly.
Right.
So basically what I've done is I started out with like $2. I put it in my console.
Okay.
And now I like $5. So I have $5 in my console all the time. And when I see one of these fellas, and it's not, you know, inconvenient, so I don't have to cross traffic.
Right.
I think that's the universe talking to me, too. If it's really inconvenient, I don't think I was meant to give it to those
people. Right, of course.
But when I do see him, I don't think about it. I don't say, you know, he's just going to go buy beer. You know,
Because that's another part of your brain. Yes.
When you do that, you go right back to fear.
Right.
And so I just take it out. I give it to him. And, you know, I feel so good. The rest of the day, I know I feel much better than that guy that got $5.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and then what you say to the universe, you come from plenty, and so obviously more will be brought to you.
Yes. Yeah, we live in an abundant universe.
Oh, we do. So
abundant. It is unbelievable.
And getting more and more all the time.
The more that you show the universe that you come from plenty, the more that they say,
Absolutely.
Okay, well, here's plenty.
Yes. Yes. It's the law of attraction.
It is.
It really works. And the more you use it consciously, the more you see how effective it is. So you start experimenting with it.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Geez, it's like fly.
Yeah. Fun is the name of the game.
The more
it really is.
Joy, the more joy comes back to you as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind of like smiling in the mirror. You're not going to like smile and all of a sudden you don't see the smile in the other mirror.
Right.
You smile. The mirror smiles.
Yeah.
You smile back, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing that I like to tell people, too, is, you know, try to smile at three people every day. And, you know, you are going to be amazed when you put a big smile on somebody walking down the street and they just, like, open up to you. And it's like, oh, man, they are just, you could see the transformation.
Going,
oh, my gosh, I'm smiling. I'm getting just, like, goosebumps now.
Yeah.
You know, when I do it, I just go, oh, man. This is so cool, you know, because I'm seeing myself in that person, and there's a beautiful being there.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful, because we all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more that you look for the light, the more that's what will be shown to you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it kind of reminds me, one time I was at Albertsons, and I had two things and stuff, and I was waiting a lot, and there's this older lady out from front, and she had this bag, huge bag of stuff, heavy stuff, like meat, frozen meat and stuff, you know, and I was waiting off, and I was like, excuse me, would you like some help? Oh, she's like, oh, yes, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So I helped her up and stuff, and then I was like,
She's like, oh, thank you. That was so much help. You know, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, hey, you know, you don't have that much. Do you want to go first? I'm like, why? Yeah, sure, why not?
Uh-huh.
And while I was, you know, I was getting my stuff, and she's like telling her cashier, oh, did you know what this man did? Oh, this young man, he helped me with my groceries and stuff. And, oh, isn't that so sweet? She's like, oh, that's so sweet, you know. And I was just, oh, I just, after I got words, I just said, have a wonderful day. And I just smiled and smiled.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I felt fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
By helping her, I put myself first.
Yeah.
I helped myself, you know.
Exactly.
And I would have had a lot more, spent a lot more time just waiting, and if I didn't help her, because it would be way more time.
Right.
But I helped her, and boom, I got her first.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah.
Well, not only that, but time stands still when you're serving people.
Yeah.
You know, it is an amazing thing. You know, this thing we live in called time and space.
Right.
Oftentimes when you're sleepwalking, you know, time just kind of drags. And
you
almost like a lot of people, they can't wait till they die.
Right.
But when you're loving life.
When you're loving life, it's just like, holy cow, it just like zoops by.
It was like, what? No,
yeah.
It's Tuesday. No, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Exactly. You brought this boy up well, Marianne.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's got, you know, his own heart and stuff like that, and his own ideas. And his
divine gifts to share with the world.
You bet.
Yeah, you know, could I turn this around a little and have Preston talk a little bit about his gift, too, because I'm so impressed.
Sure.
How you can help the world, Preston.
Oh, how I? Well, basically, first of all, what my divine adventure is, I don't like the word mission. Just,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep. Gotcha. I like adventure, too. I like that.
My adventure is to be the brightest light I can be, love every day and every moment, and love life so much. So then other people, like I said, can look at that and they go, wow, he loves life so much. Well, I want to love life, too. He just makes me want to love life.
Yes.
And so they're inspired, and then they love life. Then another person goes, oh, wow, look at that person. They just love life. I want to love life, too.
Yes.
And it's a whole chain effect of lighting people up, you know, each one by one and stuff.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, and what I really want to do is another part of my adventure is get everybody that they desire, if they desire to inspire them to do their bliss. Because once everybody does what they love to do, there will be so much abundance, and there already is so much abundance.
Yes.
There will be so much joy, there already is so much joy. And what I get is, when you do what you love to do, when you do your bliss,
yes,
then you get cash flow. You don't get money. Money is stuff that you work hard for, and da-da-da. You know, I'm completely neutral to it, but it's perfectly fine. But cash flow, we use cash flow because cash flow is from the divine. And divine's going, basically, when you do what you love to do, you're like, woohoo! And divine's going, oh, hey, you're doing what you love to do. Here you go, cash flow.
Yeah,
and
whatever
just
you
flowing,
desire.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And so that's why I want to, what I love to do, oh, I also do, you know, angel readings and stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is I help people see their angel, and I give them messages that their angel's been trying to give them. Kind of like a angel answering machine.
I love it.
Just allow the world to be more with fun and light and ease and awaken people's inner child. So they open their eyes and see the world through the eyes of an infant.
Yes.
How, you know, a baby just comes into the world, whoa, everything is so amazing. Look at that.
Yes.
Look at this. What's that? That's called a wall. It's so amazing. You know?
Yes.
And I just want to do that with every smile at a time, you know?
Yes, exactly. I love it. It's that childlike wonder. All the sages told us that, you know, that's the way you should go through life.
Right.
Uh-huh. Not all, you know, set your ways and everything. It's keep that childlike wonder.
Yeah.
Because
that's
where the magic happens.
And that awe.
That innocence.
And the wonderment.
Divine innocence.
Yes.
You know? Like, it reminds me, we watched this really great movie called The Last Mimsy. Amazing movie.
Good.
With amazing messages in it everywhere. And I just watched this little girl. And this is really the key of divine innocence. It's not innocence as in like, oh, I'm innocent kind of thing.
Right.
It's like she was just living there, skipping around. There could be like lots of scary stuff around it, just stuff she doesn't understand. And she's just like, oh, look at this. Oh, da 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 da. Oh, she's like levitating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mimsy taught me, you know. It's not like, ah!
Wow.
She was just, oh my gosh, she was loving life, and she just had this, like, everything is her playground, the whole world's playground.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's us! That's us! Oh my gosh! Yeah, so.
Oh, that sounds cool. I'm going to go write that movie. That's,
yeah,
that's
it's
a good
an awesome
one.
Movie.
A great movie.
Oh, it's such a wonderful message.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Well, so basically, it's been awesome having you on, so can you give some information on where people can get a hold of you?
Absolutely, yes. Just it's easy. My website is www. Well, I don't need
that. Bless you.
It's richardblackstone.com. That'll take you to my main website. And then I have another website for the book. It's nutsandboltsspirituality.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on that website, you can download a free ebook, and it's really a neat ebook. It's called The Three Immutable Simple Laws of the Universe that we talked about tonight, you know, love, oneness, and creation. But it's really a nice ebook. It goes into depth, and it's very inspiring, and it's free. So I encourage people to go to nutsandboltsspirituality.com.
Okay.
And richardblackstone.com, just kind of, as you know, these sites are always being improved upon. There's just, you know, it's
right.
A constant, God, I love it. You know,
yeah.
Every day I come up with ideas, and I'm not a techie, so, you know, I have to.
It's an unfoldment.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. it's so neat to see how it's all coming together.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So excited. Yeah.
Well, we really enjoyed having you on the show.
Oh, I just love being
here.
I appreciate it.
And I hope that you and all our wonderful listeners that are wonderfully, wonderfully listening out there have a wonderful day. We have more time. So, would you like to say anything else before you leave? Just your ending message or something?
Oh, man. I got so much to say.
Can you put it in a minute?
You know, I'm just going to turn my attention a little bit to something that I, you know, every year I do like a New Year's resolution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And about 3 years ago, I resolved to take my beingness and go to total wellness. And so it wasn't just, you know, being physically healthy. I wanted total wellness in my mind and my body and spirit. And then I wanted to balance that.
Right.
So that I could be, you know, more a better creator. And so I consciously did that, and I do this every year with one particular, you know, theme. And when I did my total wellness year, it was the most fantastic year of my life. I just, you know, I ran into a gal. I was giving a talk, and she was scheduling for me, and she says, and I told her, you know, I had this kind of chronic bad back. And she says, you know, we're giving aqua yoga classes, and that might help you out. And you know, I started taking them. It's fantastic. My back problems just, you know, went away during that year. And that's really something for somebody who's had chronic back problems. And I trained and actually ran a marathon. I was reading an article one day in a book or a magazine, and I thumbed through it, and there was this article that said, do a juice fast. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, and I just flipped through it. And then my intuition says, hey, go back and read that article. And so I flipped back, and I read it, and it was really intriguing. And I thought, you know, I'm on this wellness thing. I think I'll try that. So I bought his book, and it was only, you know, it's like 5 days, and it's a juice fast, so you're never hungry.
Okay.
And it cleanses your system. And I just felt fantastic from that. There were just so many things that came along when I was focused. You know, I put my attention on being clear about wellness. And out of that experience, I actually wrote a book. It's called Spirit Diet. But
cool.
It, unfortunately, it's sitting on the shelf. I haven't got it published yet.
Oh, wow.
But I'm really excited about it because, you know, it talks about how you just you need to allow the wellness of the universe to flow through you.
Right.
Now, we're all born into this world with perfect physical health. And you can return to that at any time when you stop, you know, doing the things that, you know, that stop that health from coming to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's an amazing process, and I was fascinated that year, the things that flowed to me. You know, I was at a conference down in Ashland, actually, and it was late, and we got out about 10 o'clock, and so I went back to my room. I turned on the TV, just kind of background noise, because I really didn't want to watch any TV or anything.
Right.
And I just kind of flipped through a couple channels, and there was a local station and a fellow that I knew that I had met at one of the other conferences of Neil Donald Walsh.
Right.
And he was given a talk about how you can help your back. It was a kind of a physical wellness show. And I listened to him, and, you know, one of the things was, you know, quit sleeping on your stomach, which I always slept on my stomach. I thought, man.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I started doing what he said that night, and that was kind of the beginning of my back clearing up. But, you know, what I want to relate here is the synchronicity of me coming in at 10 o'clock at night, turn on TV with no intention of really watching it.
Right, yes.
Seeing a locally produced TV show that, you know, I hardly ever watch.
Right.
And it had a guy on there that I knew, and he was talking about the very problem that I was kind of concerned with. And the tips that he gave me, I'm using them to this day.
Oh, right.
So it just kind of tells you about the synchronicity of life.
Yeah, that's
when those synchronicities come along, you know, listen to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was really fun to have you on our show. We can't wait until you come back and tell us more.
There we go.
And for those listeners out there who love our show and want to know more or would like to contribute to help us grow and grow to bring this message out to the world even more, you can go to www.freewebs.com/livingmybliss. That's our website. And if you want that again, that's www.freewebs.com/lovingmybliss. Living my bliss. Right. I've just got love on the brain.
There you go.
So www.freewebs.com/livingmybliss.
Hey, Preston?
Yes?
What's the word after free?
Webs.
Webs.
Web?
webs.com/livingmybliss.
Living my bliss, okay.
Yeah.
Freewebs.com, living my bliss.
Yes.
Okay,
cool. So we would appreciate it so much because, you know, we're all in this together, and as we come together, then everything just works out so much better.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we just love life. And
it was so awesome. Yes, we love you, listeners. We love you. We just want to kiss your feet. Maybe not. And remember, ending message, look at your life through the eyes of love.
Amen.
And joy will come.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
It's already here, yeah. And life is an amazing gift. Just look for it as an amazing gift, and it just shows up so beautifully.
Yeah. And laugh. Laugh lots.
Yeah.
Amen.
At every wonderful thing. Just laugh.
For no reason at all.
For no reason at all.
Laugh because you feel like it.
Okay, so that's all about the time we have, even though we have plenty and there's no such thing as time.
Yeah.
We really wish you a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. And we can't thank you so much for listening, and we can't thank you so much for coming on the show and joining us.
This is so much fun.
Yeah, so have a wonderful day, Richard.
It's a wonderful show. I am so pleased that you guys invited me on here, so thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, like I said, I felt it from my inner core, and it said, call him.
Oh, man.
That's how I do things.
Yep. Listen to those intuition.
You betcha. It makes it life so much easier.
Yes.
All right, bye, everybody.
Take care.
We love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Richard. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.